Dios vino más cerca. I call to you. Oh, bless in our city. The Lord I call to lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. Will you be upstanding if you can? And lift up your hands where you are. I call to be all blessed in our Savior. Lord, I call to thee. Lift those hands high. In the name of Jesus, lift those hands high. Feel his presence. Feel his power. Feel his anointing. Lift those hands and whisper that name, Jesus. Of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father, for this moment of hell, this moment of encounter, this moment of deliverance. Thank you for your touch. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' name. Precious name. Amen. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Very quickly this morning, shall take a subject titled The Ministry of Song. First Chronicles chapter 6 verse 31. And these are they whom David set over the service of song in the house of the Lord. After that, the ark had rest. These were they whom David set over the service of song, or the ministry of song, in the house of the Lord. After that, the ark had rest. Our objective tonight is to practically understand the ministry of song or songs. There are many Christian musicians or musicians that are Christians, but there are very few ministers of song. There are very few ministers of song. Very many Christian musicians or musicians that are Christians, but very few ministers of song. Unfortunately, we have a generation who don't know the difference between the minister of song and the Christian musician. Very few will ever note the difference. But there are a few things I want to clarify as we go on. First, that the music ministry is not a matter of stardom. It is a matter of service. It's not a matter of stardom. It is a matter of service. Nobody is designed to struggle for popularity or stardom because of music ministry. The same way with the ministry of the word. It's a matter of service. Second, the music ministry is not a matter of entertainment. It is a matter of assignment. If you permit me, I want to use the word impertainment. It's an impartation that gives people an attainment. Impartainment. It is the attainment of impartation. It's not a matter of entertainment. It could entertain along the line. Especially with its sequencing and beats and so on. That impertinent is a new word that can actually be registered if need be. Thirdly, the music ministry is not a matter of making a living, but the matter of making a difference.
It's not the matter of making a living, but the matter of making a difference. Even if that is what you do for a living, making a living is not the objective. Otherwise, you are practically a commercial person. It is the matter of making a difference. Very, very important. I have seen people whose worship and music blessed a soul until they gave them a car, until they gave them a house. It wasn't an honorarium that did that. It wasn't how much was charged that did that. It's not something I heard, it's something I'm aware of. I'm talking of brand new car and cars. I'm talking of a whole house. It's not the matter of making a living. It is the matter of making a difference. It's not the matter of income. It's a matter of impact. And there is something I have gotten to know, that impact will always attract income. It's not the matter of making a living. It's the matter of making a difference. It's not a matter of income. It's a matter of impact. But it is inevitable that impact will bring income. Whether you are ministering in the world or you are ministering in song, or whatever ministry it is, it's a rule. Fourthly, the music or the ministry of songs, what was the third point? All right. The music ministry is not just, that's the fourth now, it's not just an appeal to the flesh of man, but an appeal to the soul and spirit of man. An appeal to the soul and spirit of man. An appeal to the soul and spirit of man. An appeal to the soul and spirit of man. Our struggle is not to excite the flesh. Excitement of the flesh could come along the line. For example, David danced before the Lord. So that is normal. Our ultimate objective is the excitement of the spirit and the soul. Number five, the ministry of music or the music ministry is not designed for temporal impact. It is designed for eternal impact on lives. It is not temporal impact. It is eternal impact on lives. Anything we do that stops in the earth here was almost a waste of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody who received something just now, say a loud amen. So, who is the minister of song? Number one, he is a servant in the assignment of kingdom worship or praise. A servant The word minister, now if I say he, means he or she. It's a servant. And you can actually indicate that. It's a servant. In the kingdom assignment of worship, or praise, or songs. In the kingdom assignment of songs. In kingdom songs. A servant. That should drop shoulders. He's a servant. He's a servant. He or she is a servant. Two is the one who is addicted to the service of song, addicted. He or she is literally wasted, useless if they don't service their generation with kingdom sound. Addicted. Can't do without it. He may have withdrawal symptoms without it. Can't do without it. I've seen PhD holders who donated their lives to the line of worship and singing. I've seen medical people. Studied medicine. I remember the story of a young man who went through medical school. And after they did a town hall, the story I think was told by Miles Monroe, after they did a town hall meeting for him, and celebrated, I think, the first graduate of medicine in their family or their community or something. And the man, when he was asked to make a comment, he told his father, he said, "Father, you know that you were the one who wanted to read medicine. And you didn't read it, so you asked me to read medicine. I have studied the medicine. Can you have the certificate? For me, I want to be a musician." Wow. This person is addicted. There are those who want to struggle to be it. There are those who want to exert themselves in that realm. He's addicted. Number three, he or she is the one who is on standby for errands in the assignment of songs. On standby. When you ask him to minister in songs, the first consideration is not how much will come to me. The first consideration is I am on errand for this work. I told somebody some time ago, I said, something like the crusade ministry and those kind of things. I am so passionate for that and teaching, preaching, ministering that I could actually, if you want, I could pay you to give me the opportunity to see a harvest of souls. I can pay you for it. The stadium is filled to capacity right there. And there are many people waiting to be healed and waiting to be saved and waiting to be delivered and waiting to be rescued. And can you come? What comes to my mind is how much? No. What comes to my mind will not be, is a question of thank you for this opportunity. And if I can actually pay you to get somebody saved, As it is, so it is with the servant, even in the ministry of song. The opportunity that there will be an open heaven and there will be an explosive manifestation of God because you sang, because you ministered. So you are an errand boy, errand girl, errand woman. The situation today where conditions precede ministrations is an aberration. And it happens in every realm. It happens in the ministry of the world. It happens everywhere. Wanted to invite somebody some time ago, and after they gave me conditions, I told them, I said, we are where we are without you. So by the message of God, we'll be where God wants us to be without your coming. He or she is on errand. Stand by for errands. Number four, he or she is the one whose ears are opened to instruction. That is, you are open to instruction. You prepared a particular lineup of songs, and suddenly, because you are a servant, your master gave another instruction. And the song lineup changed. Because somebody is right in that service there whose life is to be touched. And even if it has to be somebody else's song that they wrote, that somebody wrote, and you have the permission to sing such, which is normally not too difficult. I mean, a place like this, we can, you know. And that is the song ringing in your spirit now that is going to give someone an encounter now, or going to deliver somebody from suicidal tendency now. You are not struggling. Like we said to our pastor some time ago, you can achieve the sermon and lose the soul. You are struggling to preach the sermon, by all means, you achieved the sermon and lost the soul. Hallelujah. I tell some of our people that once in a while I said, when someone was singing before you and you came up, complimentarily at times, and if the atmosphere was an atmosphere that was charged by that same song, just complimentarily, and also sensitivity-wise in the spirit, you take it forward for just a few seconds, 1 minute, a few seconds, just in the same line, and then cue it up to the next song that is to come, just for a flow to blend. Am I communicating at all? Very, very normal. So, you are on standby for instruction. What are you doing, Lord? Who do you want to touch? What line are you following? It's someone who is on standby for instruction. Yes, are open to instruction. And finally, he or she is one who is marked with humility and servitude. Humility and servanthood. I'll come to that when we look at other qualifications later. Humility and servanthood. There is a mark of humility. There is a mark of servanthood. Not a braggadocious air. Not guy filled with himself and completely empty of God. Such that when the ministration has come and gone, the only thing you encountered was the man, not the God he came with. I believe that the Lord will help us in Jesus' precious name. Having said all of that, I'll round off at this time with what is the target of the ministry of song. What is the target? It's important for the pastors to know, so that when people are doing it well, you know, it's important for the flock to know. Because even if you are not a music minister, we're a chosen generation, chosen to show forth the praises of Him that has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. What is the target of the ministry of song? Number one is to create passion and hunger for God in the earth. Passion and hunger for God in the earth. Passion and hunger for God in the earth. Psalm 42, verse 1 to 2. The psalmist said, as the heart pants after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? This was the heart yearning of the worshiper that he expressed out in song. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 2, he said, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. To create passion and hunger for God in the earth. You know, one of the things the devil has successfully tried to do is to make people satisfied without God. Is to give people different objects of pursuit. Where you have people in pursuit. I mean, they are okay with sports, entertainment, football. They are okay with movies. They are okay. They just feel okay with movies. They are okay with fashion and dressing, and okay with immoral living and alcoholism and cocaine and so on. A major assignment of the ministry of song is to counter that desire, is to counter that hunger, such that they come into something that creates in them a deeper hunger. Hunger for something deeper. Hunger for something more drastic. Am I communicating at all? This is a major, 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 major assignment. By the time you finish singing, and all that you got was a clap of hand. Don't raise your shoulder like you achieved so much. Because in most cases, applause is not a plus. It must not be confused as applause. A deep hunger for God must be created in the hearts of people. Something about them and within them should begin to seek for God because you ministered. One day, we were traveling, I think it was between Germany and America. Flight time, maybe like 10 hours or so, or 11 hours. I was inside, and I was very, very deep in the spirit. I was worshiping in songs, worshiping in tongues. And I didn't know that my voice was loud. Already my voice was loud. It has exceeded me and gone just there. The air hostess, white woman, that was serving, probably the others who were enjoying what they were hearing in terms of the atmosphere it created. So she came to serve. And then my wife was trying to tap me to lower my voice. And then so that she can serve or something. And the woman said, leave him, don't let him stop. For all intents and purposes, this may not be a Christian at all. Don't let him stop. You want to ask me, what do I want to do? I say, leave him, let him stop. Leave him like that. Just leave him. Don't stop him. I can't remember whether she said she likes it or she's enjoying it. Don't stop him. Leave him. When I saw that, my confidence increased. I said, I may not preach the gospel here today. I may not stand up and do an altar call, but I will saturate this place with his presence. They will leave there and there is a hunger created and they start looking for God. And by the time they find God, they will know it. I will see it when I know it. They will know it. Am I communicating at all? And I continued like that for the next 6-7 hours. Oh yes, non-stop, 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 non-stop. Saturated the whole climate with something deep. Am I communicating at all? I heard the story of a taxi driver in Europe who got in contact with some of our songs. I don't know what it is, but I like something about this song. And he then went to, taxi driver doesn't speak English. Speaking local European dialect language. And he said, do you understand? I said, I don't understand. But I feel it. One young man was playing that traditional worship. Ibare Jesu, Ibare oh, Baba. White man doesn't speak English. I said, do you understand what you are playing? He said, I don't understand it, but I feel it. I don't understand it, but I feel it. I don't understand. That is permanently in his phone. I don't understand it, but I feel it. You see, God wants to bring the world to the knowledge of himself. And this is not just principle or word evangelism now. Call it worship evangelism. Do you know that you can do real deep worship and that was enough to give an altar call? You feel the presence of God and you feel very, very guilty about you want to make your ways right with God? Come forward. It can be done. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Very, very important. The earth must be saturated, must be saturated, must be saturated, must be saturated with the hunger for God, the passion. Whether it is praise you are singing, whether it is worship you are singing, whether it is whatever kind of singing you are singing, it must carry something that must drag the heart to God. It must pull the heart to God. That is number one, to create passion and hunger for God in the earth. Number two is to create and multiply worship as well as worshipers in the earth. To create and multiply worship as well as worshipers in the earth. Our worship is to create worship and multiply worshipers in the earth. What does that say now? Psalm 42 verse 7. It said, deep calleth unto the deep at the noise of thy water spouts. Worshippers reproduce worshippers. Passionate people reproduce passionate people. Apostles produce apostles. Prophets produce prophets. Evangelists produce evangelists. Is to create and multiply worship in the earth. Numbers chapter 21 and in verse 17. Look at what scripture said in Numbers 21. It says, then Israel sang this song, spring up, O well, sing to it. When you sing to the wells in the spirits of people, it springs up. It springs up in worship. Do you know that in the land of Israel, that David multiplied nothing less than 5,000 worshippers in Israel, nothing less, that played on the instruments that he manufactured? And they did worship by rotation in the land of Israel. For the whole of the 40 years, there was a timetable of worship. And that was why Scripture said, I will come and rebuild the tabernacle of David that is falling down. Because that tabernacle was the tabernacle of worship. It was not as elaborate as the temple of Solomon. But one thing that marked that tabernacle, and it was God's favorite house, was because worship continued in that tabernacle for 40 solid years. It had curtains and tents. But God said, that's what I want. Am I communicating at all? It is to reproduce worship. You know, in Israel, there was a company of prophets in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 5 and 6, that were prophesying with instruments and prophesying with tablet and pipe and harp and so on. And when Saul joined them, whatever was on them came upon Saul. Listen. When you minister as a music minister, and you minister as a minister of songs, the outcome of that is that it's not necessarily that there will be the rise of singers, but the rising of worshippers. Am I communicating? There is a difference between being a singer and being a worshipper. Being a singer is a matter of talent. Being a worshipper is a matter of unction. It's a matter of heart. It's a matter of attitude. Right? There is an explosion. There are singers that are not worshippers at all. And there are worshippers that are not singers at all. And the best thing to be is if you are a singer and you are a worshipper as well. And that is double-edged impact. Hallelujah. The reproduction of worshippers. And God wants to cause the people of the earth to worship him. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21. He said, these people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. I have created a generation of people. I want to use them to praise me. 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation. 1 Peter 2, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, to show forth the praises of him. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Is this clear to us at all? There are many prayer warriors, but few worship winners. And God is looking for a lot of worshipers. And our assignment as music ministers is that by the time we are through, there is an explosion of worship. People are bathing in their bathroom and they are singing worship unto Jehovah God. They are in the toilet, they are worshiping. They are on the dining table, they are worshiping. You know the kind of worship revival that was created in the earth early 80s and into the 90s by Hosanna Integrity Music, Maranatha Worship, and all the Vineyard music and so on. And you have Paul Wilbur, Des Moines, and Bob Fitch, Ron Kenoly, and so on. And there was such an explosion. Everybody's heart was tuned towards God. People are worshiping you. Those were the songs I was playing. I would be reading, praying at the same time, and listening to the worship at the same time, and so on and so forth. God wants an explosion, an escalation on the face of the earth so that worship can rise. I believe that the greatest major revival that will take place before Jesus comes will be an explosive worship revival, where drastic things will be happening and massive manifestations of God, because the presence of God is heavy in the earth. Very, very important. It is important that this happens. And I believe that God is up to something. So to create and multiply worship as well as worshipers in the earth. The little thing that God is doing with our lives here, I know the level. I have met Catholics, people that are, in fact, some that don't go to church at all. And they said, Nare Kele is playing permanently in my phone. And so on. I saw one the other day, and several people are from everywhere. People who didn't even know us. You see, And God wants to multiply this thing among, from the various voices around the world, and let it go. And I believe a new day is upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. So, to create passion and hunger for God, number two is to create and multiply worship in the earth, worshipers in the earth. And number three, to unleash the manifest presence of God in the earth. To unleash the manifest presence of God in the earth. To unleash the manifest presence of God in the earth. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. Numbers chapter 14, verse 21. The earth, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. All the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. God has a vision. God has an ambition. And that ambition is to fill the earth. In 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13 to verse 14, he said, it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house. What God wants to do is to fill, we come for service. And then this glory dome is filled with his presence. Filled to the galleries. Filled to all the galleries. And then from the galleries, it's escaped through the windows. You know, the glory does not need the door to pass. It can pass through the walls. And then escape through the walls and hit Airport Road. Airport Road. And then the Airport Road is flooded. And then they are flying a heart patient who is in coma and flying him out to America or to India, and they are rushing on this Airport Road, and by the time he crosses the glory dome, bam, a new heart is restored. Hey! Managalaya tase koko bagadagalaya. A new heart is restored. His eyes open, and all of a sudden they reach the house, the airport, and the doctors say, what's happening here? This man is alive. Heartbeat is normal. No murmurs. No heart sounds one and two. Everything is in shape. What is happening here? And they carry a paralyzed person. Bam! Leg is back. Hand is back. Why? The glory escaped from the church and escaped to the street. And escaped into the city center. And people are walking on the road and they are crying. And what is making you to cry? Say, I can feel God. I feel God. I feel I am a sinner. I feel I'm guilty. I just feel guilty all of a sudden. I just feel guilty all of a sudden. I just feel guilty all of a sudden. Are you hearing me? If the glory remains only in the temple, we failed God in our generation. For the earth must be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. If it remains only in the temple, we failed God in our generation. For his vision is not for the church to be filled with the glory alone. It's for the earth to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. And that is happening on the wings of worship. On the wings of praise. On the wings of songs. Am I communicating at all? And the glory hits the market. And the glory hits the place of worship of the other religion. One young man came here 2 days ago. When I saw him sitting right at the back there with his beard long like that, I just looked at him suspiciously. And I kept on looking at him. I handed him over to you. I kept on looking at him. And when the service was over, he stood in the front here. And I said, why are you here? He said, I am an imam, right? I'm an alpha. I am this, I am that, I'm this and that. And you didn't need any prophet to tell you, because if you see his face, it's the same. And I said, so why are you here? He said, I've been listening to the songs and they are touching me. Yes. He said, and I decided to come in here today. Something told him, go to Dunamis. And he came in here today and he just wants to be touched. Yes, yes. I saw him again in the midweek service, sitting right there. Sitting right there. He came out again for the altar call. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I mean, God is, I'm saying to you that God wants this glory, and what I am saying is real, is going to saturate our land, saturate the streets, saturate the neighborhood, saturate the hospitals, visit some mortuaries. It's going to saturate the nightclubs. And when they came to dance, they are unable to dance. They are unable to drink alcohol. All of this, suddenly they are unable to smoke. The DJ is on the floor. I'm telling you, something is going to happen very unusual. Very, very drastic before Jesus comes. It's an unusual revival. The type that the world has never seen before. If the only thing we see in our generation is what they have seen before, then we also fail. Because it says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man, the things which God prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Hear the deep things of God. Stand up on your feet. We'll stop here this morning. We'll continue in the evening. But thou art holy. Psalm 22 and in verse 3. O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. So he lives inside praise. And as we release his song, he saturates our land. He saturates our territories. Psalm 89 verse 15. He said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk in the light of your countenance. Jesus, lift your hands and lift your voice. What we are saying is not what God is going to do in another generation. It's what he is doing in our generation. It's what he is doing in our generation. It's what he is doing in the very, very little short time to come. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We had a night vigil, worship and wonders night, one day in the Area 1 church. A young man was passing by the front of the church. The choir was singing the name of Jesus. Do you remember the song? In the midst, okay, there is a name that is higher than all names. This young man, he has sold his father's house for addiction. You remember the testimony? All manner, he sold houses. They have sent him to about 5-6 different universities, and he couldn't graduate from any a concern. He was passing by the roadside when the song was, he was hearing the song and started running to the church. Ran inside the church, and the yoke broke on his life, and he got transformed and changed on the spot. And later on, came with his parents and with his mother in particular to testify of how his life had been before that song pulled him out. Glory is about, you see, we are about to see some things. How many of you remember what happened at the Area 1 church where a witch was flying from Nasarawa State going towards Niger State for a witchcraft meeting and then passed on top of the church and dematerialized? No flies. It became a person. The witch changed and became a person. They landed on the ground, came physically, and then. I mean, I'm sure many of you still remember that. If you looked at her face, very black, eyes red, the earth covered her. What happened? He said it was not here I was coming. Eating children. What happened is not here I was coming. What happened? We had a meeting. I was flying. Then I flew across this place. The glory brought us. The glory was not just inside the temple. The glory went all the way up and it created a no-flight zone. What kind of Bermuda Triangle was that? The boot sucked her down on the spot. You see, imagine that kind of a thing blanketing the city. Not just where the church was now. It blanketed the city. That means occult activity arrested. Witchcraft activity arrested. Wizards activity arrested. Ritual killers activity arrested. Kidnappers activity arrested. Are you hearing? Armed robbery activity arrested. Nightclub activity arrested. Prostitution activity. The man has already gone to hotel with the prostitute. Please, let me dash you the money. I'm not in the... I cannot. What happened? He said... Even the prostitute herself is on the run. It's on the run. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Imagine that blanketing the whole city. Lift up your voice. And if that's the only prayer we are going to pray today, we are going to ask God, Father, give us a dimension of glory that will take over territories. Can I have some people on the microphone? A dimension of glory that will take over cities, take over nations, take over territories. Give us a dimension of glory. A dimension of glory that will take over cities, take over territories. Oh, mashallah. By this end time ministry of worship, lift your hands. And lift your voice and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
Say it louder, say, Father.
Father.
Give us
the dimension
of glory
that will take over
territories.
Nations.
Cities.
Communities.
Give us, Lord. A dimension
of your glory
that will take over
our land. You're not going to be able to do it.
To God be all the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We might not all be singers, but we are all called to be worshippers. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Father, give me a fresh mantle of worship. A fresh mantle. Everywhere I am. In my bedroom. Everywhere I am. In the restroom. In the bathroom. Everywhere I am. Let worship flow. Let me be one of those who will please you with my worship. In my privacy. In my lifestyle. Let my life worship you. Let everything about me worship you. Lift your voice and speak to God. You must have a Precious name. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. You are here this morning, this afternoon now, and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want to be genuinely born again. I want today to mark a new day for me. The best form of worship is when our lives are yielded and surrendered to God. Will you carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and quickly step to the front here. Let us receive you. Let us receive you as you hand over completely yourself to God. Quickly, pick your Bibles, pick your bags. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I count it, give you the count of seven as you step forward. One.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my Two. Soul.
I live for you alone.
Live for you.
Oh, Lord.
Every breath that I
Every
take.
Moment I'm away.
Every moment
Two.
I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Way.
Everybody, body sing. Lord, I
give
Three.
Give my soul.
I give you my soul.
Clap and a shout of praise for these people. All of you standing right here, place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today, and I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Fresh grace to live for God is released upon you, and I call it done
In Jesus' precious name. Amen. So shall it be. Help from above is released for you. In Jesus' name.